It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
A new royal baby has arrived, and it's a boy. Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, went into labor early yesterday. Prince Harry said, "This little baby is absolutely to die for. I'm just over the moon." The baby is 7 pounds, 3 ounces, and arrived at 5:26 a.m. London time yesterday, which was Monday, May 6th.
I'm very excited to announce that Meghan and myself had a baby boy early this morning, a very healthy boy. Mother and baby are doing incredibly well. The most amazing experience I can ever possibly imagine. How any woman does what they do is beyond comprehension, but we're both absolutely thrilled.
He says they still haven't decided on a name yet.
Still thinking about names, Alan. Yeah, the baby's a little bit overdue, so we've had a little bit of time to think about it, but that's the next bit. But for us, I think we'll be seeing you guys in probably 2 days' time as planned, as a family, to be able to share it with you guys and so everyone can see the baby.
We're thinking about naming him Bubba. We don't know.
I heard rumors about Trevor, but I don't know how legit that is. So this baby is 7th in line to the British throne, and the baby comes behind his father, Prince Harry, in the line of succession, bumping his uncle, the Duke of York, Prince Andrew, further down the line into 8th place.
Now, is this like what Game of Thrones is like based about then? Like, this is Game of Thrones? What is this?
Oh, geez, I don't know. There were reports that Kim and Kanye's surrogate has given birth to a boy also, but that story may have actually been started by one of Kim's social posts yesterday in which she displayed a text from Kanye saying, "This is your life, married with 4 kids, get people out of jail, cover of Vogue, go to church every week with your family, dreams come true." Kardashian sources say it's not so, but the surrogate is expected to give birth sometime this week. Busy Phillips revealed that E! Will stop airing her talk show, Busy Tonight, on May 16th. She kind of lightly addressed the cancellation by joking that she would be free to attend the upcoming Critics' Choice Awards.
Your girl was surprised with a nomination for a Real TV Critics' Choice Award in the show host category. Proud. The awards are going to be on VH1 on June 9th, and I'll be there because turns out I'm free.
On the 15th anniversary of the Friends finale, actress Christina Pickles, who played Ross and Monica's mom, weighed in on the lasting debate of whether Ross and Rachel were, in fact, on a break.
First off, Rachel rudely caused it all when she straight up said, "We should just take a break. My heartbroken son suggested getting some frozen yogurt."
Hey, let's get some frozen yogurt.
But Rachel clarified, saying,
"A break from us."
Poor Ross left the apartment. Let us not forget, Ross would not have gone and screwed that random girl from the bar if Rachel didn't invite her super steamy co-worker, Mark, over.
Is that Mark?
Yeah, I mean, nobody's going to take responsibility for it, but what's a guy to do? You know what I mean? Like, come on, you told him, let's take a break.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.